Former Toronto City official charged in illegal gambling operation. A former transportation operations and maintenance director for the City of Toronto, known only by the initials KP, has been charged with involvement in an illegal gambling operation. He was one of 16 individuals apprehended in April during police raids targeting an illegal bookmaking ring. The raids took place in various locations across Toronto, Vaughan, and Scarborough. Authorities confiscated over $250,000 in cash and valuable jewelry, along with illegal gambling machines and firearms. Former official facing multiple charges. KP, aged 55, is facing multiple charges related to the illegal bookmaking operation, according to a report from the Toronto Star. The allegations suggest he was involved in the gambling ring while employed by the city. One of the charges against him is for improperly storing a firearm, and he is also accused of possessing over $5,000 from criminal activities. Such high-ranking corruption cases are sadly not a one-off, as seen in the Thai police chief and deputy arrests for gambling in March. KP had a career with the City of Toronto spanning more than 30 years, holding various positions before retiring last December due to a heart condition and an extended medical leave. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police, RCMP, alleged that KP was involved in the gambling ring to support a criminal organization known as the Greek Syndicate. The RCMP further claimed that he was sufficiently involved in the organization to justify the charge of participating in a criminal organization. Operation run by former Hell's Angels hitman. The illegal bookmaking operation is reportedly run by PC, a former Hell's Angels hitman. PC has been in hiding since 2018 after surviving two assassination attempts. He was previously sentenced to 9 years in prison in 2006 for a shooting that left a bystander paralyzed. The RCMP have not disclosed whether they have any current information on PC's whereabouts. Brian Greenspan, KP's lawyer, stated that his client denies all accusations. Greenspan emphasized that KP intends to address any allegations of impropriety. Regarding the firearms found at KP's home, Greenspan asserted that they were legally licensed and stored according to RCMP guidelines.